Hi, Dylan. Thanks for calling back. I'm not sure what did happen with that call disconnecting there.
When I called him and I talked to him for a second, I'm guessing he's still not feeling good, and so he said it's all, you can just go ahead and talk to him.
Okay.
I thought I hung up on him, but I hung up on everything.
That's okay. I did, by the way, get a message back from my supervisor when I was on hold. Let me pull it back up and read it to you. Okay, so it says, Paul, for this very young company, especially one trying Angie Leads, I would be more than willing to approve your request to upgrade to a custom website instead of the landing page. It says I'd be looking forward to helping this young company grow and thrive in a digital age where just about everybody goes online looking for the services that they need. So I did send you a link to the pricing page, but instead of the landing page that's on the Platinum package, it would be the custom website, the My Site, that you would see on the packages to the right side of that. If you haven't already, please put me on speakerphone and open that up. At the top of it, it says take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Are you able to see that?
Yep, I'm looking at it now.
Okay, so we are talking about the Platinum package, but instead of the $5.99 a month, it would be $2.49, and then instead of the landing page, it's going to be the website, the custom website for higher conversion. You are going to be able to track your success, 24/7 access. We call it your client dashboard, and the reports do update throughout the day, so very near real time, always the most up-to-date information about how much work you're getting, where the work's coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each individual search. Now, most of the time, you'll simply get direct phone calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature. The calls will come directly to you. Now, the website that we build will also have a contact form, so people can tell you where they're located, what they're looking to have done, when they would want you to come out. When they fill out that form, of course, you'll get a text message as well as an email. So, Dylan, you'll always know right away when someone is trying to contact you. And whether they are calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, it's still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. Anything they type into that form will repopulate on your tracking system, so you know how much work you're getting, where it's coming from, even who to follow up with. Now, you can also monitor your reviews, and you'll have reviews on multiple platforms. Like I said, we'll create all of the content that Google wants to see, so whether those reviews are on Google or Yelp, Foursquare, wherever they originally populate, they'll repopulate on your tracking system. So from one place, you can request reviews, respond to reviews, kind of manage your online reputation, so to speak. Now, we've been around since 2004. A little later on this year, we will celebrate our 20th anniversary, which is a long time. I mean, for any company in any industry, and certainly for a young industry like search engine optimization, nearly 20 years is a very long time. 4.9 out of 5, average client satisfaction rating. Obviously, it is month to month. Our clients, though, do like the service. They keep the service because it's profitable to be where 9 out of 10 buying decisions are made, which is that first page of Google or that first page of Bing. Now, you'll also have, like I said, the Facebook paid ads. Let me get down to that in a second when I go through the
so that
packages.
Included is that Facebook paid ad? Is
it,
that
it
included
is.
In the 250?
It is. You'll see the Platinum package has Facebook or Meta advertising as part of it. Now, while that package is listed at $5.99 and we did reduce it down to $2.49 as a new business, the $100 of Facebook ads or Meta ads is still intact entirely. We've not reduced that at all. Facebook ads are about 20 or 22, maybe 25 cents per click. So with $100 of Facebook ads a month, you're looking at 400 clicks from someone in your area who would be able to find you on their Facebook page. They don't even have to be on Google or Bing actively looking for a pressure washer, but when they're on their Facebook Facebook page, and maybe they know in the back of their head it's something they've been thinking about, something they're interested in. And again, they might be, you know, having a party over the summer, or they know that they want, you know, the place to look nice. When they see your ads, they see your website. And just like people on Google and Bing, they'll be able to pick up the phone and call you. Just another great way for you to reach out to people in your area. And again, we can target specific neighborhoods, specific cities, specific zip codes. Now, just above where it says SEO packages, it says Google Ads Partner, and there's a little box that says Google Partner, that colorful Google G inside. Now, Dylan, that's not just copy and pasted off the internet. That is our badge of authenticity provided to us by Google, and you can click on it. If you click on that box, it'll
that
take you to Google.com. So,
Google Ads Partners or whatever?
Yeah, right there. So below that blue tinted picture that kind of has a brief outline of some of the things that we do in the beginning, and above where it says SEO packages, it says Google Ads Partner. Mm-hmm. We are one of the highest rated Google partners in the industry, and you can click on the box that says Google Partner with that colorful G inside of it. It goes to google.com/partner. So right on Google's website, you can see that we are a Google partner. And of course, that makes all the difference in the world, because Google makes changes to their algorithm fairly regularly. They're usually just small changes, but big or small, they let us know ahead of time, so we'll make sure that you always have the right content to be listed on that first page. Now, if you do click back onto the link that I originally sent out to you, the Platinum package, like I said, $5.99 a month, but we reduced that down to $2.49. The $2.49 is the fixed rate, so it won't ever go up on you. We are going to be able to include that upgrade to the website. Now, the website upgrade, that means that we're going to build, host, maintain, and even update the website for you at no additional cost. We're not trying to nickel and dime you for this, that, or the other. We want to make it affordable for you. We want to keep it straightforward pricing. You know, we're not the cable company. We're not trying to find new ways to charge you a couple extra bucks. It's going to be exactly $2.49 to the penny, even if you want us to update the website. And, of course, you know, you do a big job. You want us to put the before and after photos on the website. We would be able to do that for you at no additional cost. Now, Dylan, you might be one of our clients that likes to do things on their own. A lot of our clients love the fact that there is actually a website editor tool through your back office, through your tracking system, your client dashboard. So you can go in and edit the website on your own. You can add photos on your own. You can update content. You can offer like a holiday special or something like that, senior military discount, whatever it is. You can do that on your own. I would say at this point maybe, I don't know, 25-30% of our clients do that on their own. I'd still say the vast majority of our clients just want us to do everything for them, make sure that their phone is ringing so they can answer the phone and do those jobs. Either way,
so if I do wanted, if I do wanted to make a change or something, but I wanted, you know, just wanted you guys to do something
sure,
like that,
of course.
Would there just
absolutely.
Be a, is there just a service, like a service number I'd call or something like that,
you
or do I put
either,
in like a ticket?
Call, text, or email to us. You do have, of course, the option to email us 24/7. We respond same day, so if it's after hours, obviously it would be the next day. You can reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday. That's 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Mountain Time. So you can speak with us live and say, hey, I've got this photo. They'll say, oh, go ahead and, you know, either email it to us or you can upload it through your client dashboard. But, yeah, it's pretty easy to either do it on your own, or even easier if you just email it to us and we'll take care of the rest. Usually you can just take photos with your smartphone. If you flip it on its side so they're landscape mode, wider than they are tall, that, of course, renders well on a website, whether that website is viewed on a computer or even on a smartphone. Now, of course, the websites are mobile optimized, so they'll stack on themselves on a smartphone or a smaller screen, even a tablet, so there's no like sliding or anything like that, just that downward scrolling that would have them be able to see the entirety of your website, even if they're on their smartphone. Now, one thing that I can do here for you, I mean, obviously, I get that it's a young company. I want to make it affordable for you. You can see that all of our packages, Dylan, have a $299 setup fee listed there. That's for things
that
like
that would be my next question, yeah.
Not a problem. I want to make it affordable for you. Setup fee is for the content creation, all the different destinations and directories that we create. It's also for, you know, we do a client interview, so we have to, you know, talk to you in detail about how you want your website to look, the services that you want to provide, any mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, etc., what's unique about your business, if you want to be branded knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you already have a logo, we'll use it. If not, we will create one for you with your suggestions. We also do what's called a NAPW cleanup, which means name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, in this case, we'd be creating that website for you. But we want to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it's not. Normally, there is that $299 setup fee. Because you are a young company, though, I want to make it affordable for you. There is already one thing that I can do, because we did mention the Angie Leads. You do have an active profile on HomeAdvisor's platform, HomeAdvisor powered by Angie. It's homeadvisor.com/rated.thenameofyourbusiness, a bunch of numbers and HTML afterwards. There's a promo code in our system. Where is it? There it is. There's a promo code in our system, and it's not specifically for Angie's, but it is for someone who is currently or even has recently spent advertising dollars elsewhere. Because your profile is quite new and still active, I'd be able to use that to reduce the cost of your setup fee. Now, I might normally take 20, 30, maybe even 50% off the normal cost of that setup fee, but what I'd be able to do here would be to take, you know, two-thirds of it, take $200 off of that setup fee. It would just be a one-time setup fee of $99, not $299. It only attaches to that first month, and then every month after that, it drops down to the $249. So you're saving like $500 in your first month alone. Every month that you keep the service, you save an additional $350 off the normal cost of the service. Now, your business is service-based, right, meaning that there's not really a physical address, showroom, or location that you would want us to promote for your company. You always go out to them, right?
Yeah, we just have a trailer with all our equipment in it.
Yeah, of course. The reason I ask, though, is the Angie's has 1511 2nd Street West. Is that, like, your residence?
That's our residence. They just, they required an address, though.
Right.
Creating our leads to them.
Well, Google does not. I mean, Google knows that most service-based businesses are, in fact, run out of the truck, run from the home. They wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. So you're just going to be listed Billings, Montana, not even that zip code, and certainly not that physical street address. And then, of course, like I said, we could target anywhere and everywhere. Tara says you'll go to Bozeman, so, you know, all points in between. We don't just draw a big circle around you, though. So we can target specific places even outside that service area if it's very profitable, you want to be found. And if there are places even 20 miles away that you know you don't want to go, we just don't run your ads there. So we want to make sure that you're getting calls from the people and places that you want to provide service for.
That's good. One question for you real quick. If you can't answer this, cool or not, how many others are you offering this first page to deal right now? Do you know?
For this area and for this particular listing?
Yes.
Okay. I was going to say, because our service area as a Google partner is all of the United States and Canada, and we do service every industry that could be on that first page. But we can only provide this placement for one business. That's strict Google guidelines. One business per area and industry. We only call through the area when positions become available. We cannot put our clients in competition with each other. We wouldn't even want to. I mean, it's month to month, first of all. So we want you to see the highest return on investment possible. That way it makes more dollars for you, and it makes more sense for us too, because it is month to month and we're not locking you into a contract. We certainly want you to be successful. We want to earn your business, and especially when we're lowering the cost of the service, maybe even lowering the cost of the setup fee as we would be in this case, and including an upgrade to the website, things like that. That $249, even with that one-time $99 setup fee, that doesn't even start, well, it starts, but it doesn't even come close to covering our cost, right? I mean, obviously, we'd be investing in your business as much as you would be looking to earn your business for several months just for it to make sense for us financially. But like I said, we've been doing this since 2004. I've actually been with the company myself for over 11 years. April 17th, almost 2 months ago, was my 11-year anniversary. So I definitely know that the service works. Absolutely. I like what I do because I know it helps businesses, and especially like the younger companies, you know, and someone that might be looking to do like paid ads. I think this would be a more affordable option for you. Not to ever say anything bad about anyone else or another company. I've just spoken with business owners that have used lead services before, whether it's that one or a different one. A lot of them say it's frustrating. Yeah, you try to call the person.
I was talking to a realtor yesterday at this networking event, and she said she used Zillow, but she said that just that price just isn't worth the leads and whatnot that you have
right.
to pay every month.
Right, yeah. And the other thing, too, and I've had – business owners specifically claim or complain, I should say, about like how unpredictable it is as far as what you're going to spend. It varies depending on how many leads you get and how much each lead costs. If it looks to be on paper a bigger job, you're more likely to pay more for it. You're not more likely to land that job, just more likely to pay more for the lead. And of course, it depends on how many leads you get, and that would vary too. So it's kind of hard to budget for, and it's not like a credit card where they bill you and give you a couple of weeks to pay for it. My understanding from talking to business owners is that they just take it out of your account either every Friday or maybe every other Friday. And in some cases, business owners have said they took out way more than I thought they were going to. I couldn't pay my rent that month and things like that. Nobody wants to be in that situation, right? But like I said, you may end up wanting to keep that service, but certainly you'd be able to scale back on using it. You wouldn't have to rely on those leads. You can keep them paused more often once we get your phone ringing. Now, once we do get your phone ringing, is the number that we're speaking on right now, is this the business number? Is this the number you want your customers to call?
This is the number I want the customers to call, yes.
Okay, so this is the number that's going to be on the website, the 406-860-8116. Is it also, Dylan, the best number for us to use to reach you regarding your account?
Yes.
Okay, and I know it's a smartphone. I know you can receive a text message on there. I already sent you one. Now, like I said, when someone fills out the contact form, you get a text message as well as an email. Now, as far as the email goes, if it's a business email, we will list it on the website. People would see it. If it's more of a personal email, it would be hidden. No one would even need to see it, but it would still be attached to that contact form. And, of course, for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records, from time to time we'll email things out to you. Dylan, what's a good email address either for you or for your company?
So we'll do the company email.
Sure.
Just because. It should be faithfulpressurewash@gmail.com.
So the name of the business at gmail.com, and that is how you want your company to be branded, right? Faithful Pressure Wash?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then Tara never did get your last name, sir.
Oh, Wilson, W-I-L-S-O-N.
Okay. And then is Dylan D-Y-L-A-N?
Oh, it's D-I-L-L-O-N.
I was going to guess that. I mean... For some reason, I know that Tara just puts down what she thinks is correct. Sometimes she puts phonetic spellings, which I know are not correct, but she's just trying to help me pronounce a difficult name. And then, for whatever reason, I thought that that was the case. D-I-L-L-O-N. And it's Faithful Pressure Wash.
There's a city named Dylan near us, and that's what I'm named after.
Oh,
that's how it's spelled.
No kidding. Gotcha. Yeah, I do run into folks, that spell it that way quite often. I always do want to ask, even like something like Michael, sometimes the A and the E are A-E, sometimes
I always
E-A-O.
See weird ways, different ways, yeah.
Yeah. And then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, like I said, I'm going to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about 25, 30 minutes. And then, Dylan, the other thing that I'm required to do here, because we are a Google partner, is to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we are including the website upgrade for you at no additional cost, that we're reducing the cost of the service, as well as even reducing that one-time setup fee. The voice verification is recorded, but you can certainly stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It is, however, actually pretty straightforward. I am required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we would move forward from there. Is that fair?
I do have one question,
sure,
I guess.
Sure, no problem.
Why did you guys pick us for this?
So,
right. Or did other people decline so far, or I guess why did you decide on
I don't know. I'd have to ask Tara, who was assigned to this listing. Well, so when the positions become available, our inventory department provides to our mapping coordinators a list of pre-qualified candidates. Now, to be on that list, you would have to have something like a Facebook page, a Yelp listing, or maybe even the Angie profile or a website. You have to have some type of online presence already for our inventory department to find you. And then, of course, you have to have no bad reviews at all. And then also, of course, be in the area providing the service for the particular category that we're trying to fill. So you were on that list of pre-qualified candidates. I don't know if Tara made phone calls to anyone else. Maybe she didn't reach anyone or talk to anyone else before she spoke with you, but I think you'd be an excellent fit for it. I mean, especially as a young company. Like I said, I've talked to a lot of business owners over the years, and my heart kind of does go out to the ones that do go down that lead-based service route. Some of them, especially the younger, smaller companies, they find that paying for leads, the fees come in too fast before the jobs do, and it's not really, you know, the most profitable experience. Sometimes, I mean, I've heard really bad horror stories. I'm not going to relay them to you. But, I mean, a lot of times the businesses that do better with a lead-based service are, first of all, the bigger companies that can absorb, you know, the pay per lead until the job comes in kind of thing. Also, someone who's got someone who can quickly and easily and quickly respond to that lead, because when the lead goes to a couple other people, sometimes, you know, by the time you try to call it, and even if you call it right away, man, I heard one guy, just to tell you something real quick, and it was Home Advisor back then, but it's just now Home Advisor powered by Angie or Angie Lead. But years ago, I talked to someone who says, I called the lead as soon as I got it, and the person said, that job's already been done. It's been completed. I hear all the time people say, you know, it's hard to get in touch with people because they scheduled it with somebody else. But the one time that the guy said that the job that he was trying to call on, the lead that he just got, was already completed by one of his competitors. I mean, obviously, you know, that's not profitable. And then you have to call your lead service and say, look, the job's already done, or they won't even answer the phone. And then you try to get a refund or a credit or something like that. So that process can be a little frustrating. So certainly for the younger companies, I like to help you out as much as I can. Like I said, I've been doing this for 11 years. So I think you'd be an excellent fit for it. I think it's good that Tara was able to speak with you. I think it's great even that you were able to talk to your partner and that he was able to green light this, kind of trusting your better judgment. And obviously he wouldn't be your partner if he didn't think you could make sound decisions for your business.
Yeah.
So, like I said, the voice verification might answer some of your questions, but feel free to stop me if you get any extra questions. And if everything makes sense at the end, we would move forward from there. We would process that payment. We would schedule your follow-up call for even later today if you're available. And then we would get started on building your website right away.
Yeah.
Okay, give me a second.
Yeah.
Give me a second to get the voice verification pulled up, Mr. Wilson. Okay. All right. So it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Dylan, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Faithful Pressure Wash.
Perfect. That's exactly how I have that. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Dylan Wilson, co-owner.
Okay. And Mr. Wilson, as a co-owner of Faithful Pressure Wash, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our service, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Dylan, it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign, since it is, of course, our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are, in fact, able to contact you. For that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Wilson, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes. It'd be hard to stop.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I mean, it's always a concern for me when I call one of my clients. I'm calling the business number. It goes to mailbox full or not even set up, even if it goes to voicemail. I know that if I were a potential customer trying to call them, I'd probably be more likely just to call somebody else than I would be to try to call back later on. So we definitely don't want to miss.
I think there's so many spam calls at this point that I know
my
they're
goodness.
Spams, but I always think maybe it's a customer.
A job, right?
I'm just hoping to God it's a job.
Absolutely.
And now I got all these spam callers, and I'm like, I don't even care. Just someone call me.
Well, I'm glad that you are going to answer the phone when it rings, and as long as you answer the phone, you're going to be successful with the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. And again, it is month to month. The reason we ask, though, is all of the content that we'll be creating for your company. Of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we do ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is accurate. Mr. Wilson, that was fair enough, right?
Yeah. The only one that we have so far is that we paid Angie for some ads and stuff.
Okay.
But that Angie's kind of the only thing we have going right now.
Right, right. And like I said, there is no conflict there. We do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we will be the ones to create that website for you. We'll also make sure that no physical street address appears for your business, since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply here, reducing the cost of the service itself, even reducing the cost of the one-time setup fee, with my supervisor allowing me to upgrade to the custom website, and of course, with it being month-to-month, still in this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today, the 13th of June, in the very reduced total amount of just $348.00. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 13th of the month at the further reduced rate of just $249. And again, that $249 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount, meaning no taxes, no fees, no surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content.
We'll keep that front spot, I guess, or front page.
Correct. Yeah. As long as you are a client of ours. Yeah. Now, I'll just get through the rest of it because I was going to kind of paraphrase anything anyway about pausing the service, but I'll just get through it because the voice verification is pretty clear anyway. So it would bill on the 13th of the month moving forward, $249. It's a rate that will never go up on you. Again, it's all inclusive. So this does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, the social media campaign, the paid ads are included at no additional cost, and then in this case, we'll be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That custom website is included at no cost, meaning we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. Now, it is a month-to-month service. It's offered completely at will, no contract. Of course, that means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can pause the service, too. Whether you end up getting more business than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation, if necessary, you can pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. All that we would request to prevent the charge to the next month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date, and that is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Dylan, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Sorry, quick question, I guess. So if I did pause it, you know, seasonally because, you know, it's wintertime and obviously no one's going to
exactly.
need
some right.
of our services, would I lose my spot on that page still?
I was actually going to address that specifically because the voice verification isn't really in detail about that, and I just wanted to get through verbatim the voice verification.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
No, that's okay. I was just waiting to see if you had an answer, if you have a question. That's okay. I'll ask you again if you agree to all of it. I mean, I have to before I can ask
you. Yeah.
No,
you're good. Yeah, no.
So it's kind of like when you're riding a bicycle and you get to a downhill. You can stop pedaling, obviously. You're going to keep going. You might even pick up speed for a little bit, but eventually you'll start to slow down. And in this case, if we're not continuing to update and optimize things, then you would slowly see your placement trickle off the first page. It doesn't happen overnight, and usually something over the winter time, especially in an industry where just about everybody would do the same thing, you're not going to see your placement really fall even off that first page. And if it's just for like a month or 2 months or something like that, it wouldn't even be affected. If it's 3, 4, 5 months, you might see your placement slowly fall down because obviously our job is to keep it on there. And if it is on pause, you know, we pause everything. We pause the service. We pause the billing. We pause the Facebook ads and things like that. We don't, though, take anything down. So your website would still be active
okay.
and people could still find you even during the wintertime to schedule or at least consider something for the spring when it comes and rolls around then.
Okay. And then, I think that was my question, I guess, that I was holding on to.
No problem. Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, if it's something like, you know, you're going to go on vacation for a month or you landed a big contract for, you know, apartment complex or whatever it is, and you're like, hey, you know, I think we've got as much work as we can handle this month, just give us a call and just say, hey, I want to pause the service or whatever the case might be. And, you know, at any time you can do that for any reason. And it wouldn't affect your placement if it's for just like a month or two.
Okay.
Okay. So you do, in fact, understand and even agree to the renewal and cancellation terms and to the terms of the agreement itself?
Yes.
Okay. That does conclude the voice verification officially and the recording as well. Now, for that initial payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover? What's going to work best for you?
It'll be a Visa.
A Visa. Is it first and last name on that card, any middle initial, or the business name?
It's going to be just my Dylan J. Wilson, my full name.
Okay, with the middle initial of J. And then you said it was a Visa card, Dylan. That should start with a 4. All Visa cards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
All right, it's 4834.
Yes, sir.
8007.
Okay.
2358.
Yes, sir.
0301.
And then the expiration month and year?
It's 1026.
10 of 2026. And then the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
124.
124. Got 124, 124 on the back, October, or 10 of 2026 for the expiration date. And then was the card itself 48-34-80-07-23-58-0301?
Yes.
And does that bill at the 1511 2nd Street West in Billings, 59101?
Yes.
Okay. Now, in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
I would love that information.
Okay, perfect. Just let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay. So that toll-free number is going to be 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then it's option 1 or extension 1 to reach a client support agent. And you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. That is Mountain Time. You can email, of course, 24/7. If you email the support team, they'll follow up with you within that same day or the following business day if they receive the email after hours. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you'll receive all that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. When you receive either the text or the email, please let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. Now, the only other order of business on my end is to schedule the follow-up call with your technician. Again, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. Again, we schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about 25, 30 minutes. Usually gets you at the beginning of the hour with a couple of minutes after and take about a half hour after that. Looks like we're booked out at 11, but there is a 12 o'clock, and then this afternoon there is a 2, 3, or a 4 o'clock. Would any of those, or which of those? The 12? Okay, so we're going to schedule it from 12 until 1. I happen to be between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you. I'll be on the beginning part of that call just to, you know, introduce you to your technician, answer any quick questions that you might have. I might already be on another phone call, in which case they'll call you on their own. They'll have your file. They'll take really good care of you. Now, whether I am on that phone call or not, I did want to add just a little bit of extra protection here, just another layer of security on the account, a simple question and an answer. Now, if anyone calls us, and I'll get your partner's information too, so your partner can call us or we can call him if we don't reach you. But if anyone calls us and tells us they're with Faithful Pressure Wash, We may from time to time ask for confirmation of the answer to the security question. And this is really important, especially about a week from now when your website is active and online for people to see. If you start getting phone calls from anyone either claiming to be Google or claiming to be Local Splash, they would need to know my name, first of all, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. If they can't give that to you within a few seconds, just politely let them go. And Dylan, if anyone ever calls you and tells you you need to spend more money for your Google listing, just politely let them go. Like I said, the voice verification was already attached to your account, and it is for your protection. It clearly states that moving forward, it bills on the 13th of the month for exactly $249 and not a penny more. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
We can use city we were born in.
The city, and then what is the answer?
Billings.
Billings, okay. Type it in twice, but you're all set there. Now, did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system should have sent out to you by now?
I got your support, like, I got the invoice one.
Okay, that's the one,
for the
yeah.
Text, or for the, whatchamacallit, the email, but I got a couple for text messages. I got, like, three from you guys.
Yeah, it looks like the system is catching up. I kind of wish it would wait a little bit, but everything kind of triggers the next one. So you do have the welcome email already. You've got another one on its way. But the one that we did want you to see right now is the one that does say Local Splash Initial Invoice. So if you click on and open up that one, it's going to say something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. That blue click here is hyperlinked. And if you click on it, it goes to the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about all the different services that we'll be providing for you, everything we went over in the voice verification provided here in writing. It starts with Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Are you able to see that?
Yeah, it's got all that information right. I got it right here.
Perfect. Yeah, so I don't want to walk you through everything. I know your time is valuable, and I appreciate your patience. Google, though, is going to be our main focus. It's pretty much everyone's main focus. But 1 out of 10 people will choose Bing over Google. Most of them are doing that search on their smartphone. We want you to get those opportunities and phone calls as well. So we'll be mirroring the content on Bing. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It's everything necessary to be on that first page. That custom website, that My Site, has been included at no cost. We're doing the Facebook ads for you as well, etc. You'll see that long line, and below it, it populates your mobile number and then a couple of boxes. Of course, we would want you to click on both of those boxes, one that you agreed to receive SMS or text messages to your phone, the other that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card. Of course, we would want you to click that box too. Now, you'll see a longer box with an arrow pointing towards it that says sign. That's where you would click and either copy and paste or type in your name as it appears. If you copy and paste, just be careful to not copy a space before or after your name. If you're typing it in, it is case sensitive, so the D, the J, and the W are all capitalized. There is not a period after that middle initial. Our system does not like punctuation in that particular field, so it's just Dylan J, no period, Wilson. Once you've got your name in that box, click the confirm signature box. It would be to the right if you're on a computer, just below it if you're on a smartphone. If you have any trouble scrolling down to it, I've heard people say that if they turn their phone sideways, then it populates to the side and it's a lot easier for you to access. So it should take you to a login page asking you for a username and password. Is that what you see next?
Yes.
Okay. You can, in fact, stop right there if you like. The automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you are trying to access it, so it's asking you to log in. In fact, if you did try to log in right now, I know you would get an error message that tells you we're still trying to set everything up. We do need to do your client interview first for us to create the content for there to be something to track, but once your tracking system is active, you'll get a message by text and email that you can access your account. Now, your username, and you can find this on the welcome email. Your username cannot be changed. It's in our system as well. It's easy for you to remember and easy for us to access. It's the phone number we're speaking on, area code included, but just numbers. No dashes, spaces, parentheses, nothing like that. Just 406-860-8116. That is your username. Now, there's a default password, SEO, social, all lowercase, no space. Once your tracking system is active, you can change the password if you like. Some people never do, and it's perfectly fine if you don't. Let's see. So your client interview, looks like we're not going to be able to send. Well, I guess we would. We're doing the client interview at noon, right?
Yes.
Okay, so at 11 o'clock, and there's still time for that, you're going to receive an automated email through our system that goes out an hour prior just to remind you of your client interview. I'm also going to send you a calendar invite to your email inbox. It's going to say local / CIENG. That just stands for client interview conducted in English. And then it's got your username, your name, and then your phone number. And any correspondence to the support at localsplash.com email address, please do include your username or your phone number. In this case, they're basically the same thing. You can use anything and everything. Send it there. I think they'll give you photos, P-H-O-T-O-S, photos at localsplash.com when they do the client interview. You can always email the photos team directly, but you can, if you just want to make it easy, send everything to the support email, and we'll just take care of the rest.
Okay.
All right. Well, I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard. Pretty excited to get that website out there. Happy to be working with you, especially as a young company. We're looking forward to getting your phone ringing, earning your business 1 month at a time. I do hope that I am in between phone calls at the beginning part of that 12 o'clock hour when our technician calls you. Be happy to say a quick hello to you. But either way, you take care. You have a great rest of the day, sir.
All right, thank you. You too.
Thank you too, Dylan. Have a great day. And again, thanks for your kindness and patience in taking the phone call.
No problem. Bye.